Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, Eat in a Like with Jesse Blanco. You find that weekends on WJCL-TV and a lot of our content on YouTube as well. On the other end of the line here is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. Good Christmas. Happy New Year. How are you?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. It's been a couple of weeks. We were here 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I was on that big road trip.
Going on.
Yes, indeed. We've been juggling chainsaws and or sitting behind the wheel of a moving van. We'll talk about that a little bit later. You have a good Christmas?
It was amazing. I stayed here in Hilton Head and still have visitors.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. It's always, how would you describe, because I'm sure this question applies to anybody who lives on the island. We're talking about your daughter, so we need to qualify it there. First of all, we're not eager to get rid of our children, but when you have visitors, you bust your routines. You probably eat out more than you normally do. After how many days are you like, okay, I want to go home and I want to have a sandwich and I want to cuddle with my television? What's your limit on that?
Oh, well, for me, it's been a week. I had my brother first, and then right. And then my daughter came. And so it's now we're on a week.
Right.
John, my brother was here, my brother-in-law with him. They were supposed to bring their dogs and they didn't. And I was kind of upset about that because I was really ready for them. In the end, they ended up leaving them at home because they thought it would be easier. But I cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked. And while they were here, we only went out one night.
Wow.
But they were here for three days. That was good.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were ready to get home and back to their routine. Mm-hmm. And then I had to sort of like switch things up and get ready for my daughter and do Christmas all over again.
Right. Right.
And this is generally how it goes for me because, of course, I share Ellery with her father and grandmother and all that. So
you got the home game. Usually, if I recall, you take turns with your brother. Sometimes you've gone to Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes.
And then he's come here, correct?
I've gone to Montgomery the past two or three or maybe four. So, this year it was good to have them here. Yeah. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Home game. So I saw the pictures on, do you hear that?
What is it?
Maybe it's
a UFO.
A UFO. Yeah.
It could have been my neighbor's garage.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that would be loud for you if I could hear it. Anywho.
Right underneath me.
you were cooking up a storm. You had prime rib going. You had shrimp and grits going. You had the pecan pie going. What else did I see?
I made some casseroles for Christmas.
Breakfast.
Christmas Day breakfast. I made a caramelized peach French toast casserole. And then I made an egg and sausage situation.
Right.
It was just food, and we're all overindulged.
Yeah.
Didn't exercise, you know. All we did was open presents and eat.
Yeah, yeah. Don't I know it? Well, I was on a road trip, as you know. My daughter moved to Los Angeles in September, but all of her stuff stayed here while she got settled and found an apartment the last couple of months, basically the length of the fall. Well, she found the place. Early December, she moved in, but didn't have anything. All of her stuff except two suitcases were still here in Savannah. So we planned a week to drive it over there with her. I was going to say for her, but she was very much with us. And so we had a Christmas party back on Friday the 19th, hosted about 35 people. It was bigger than we thought it would be, but it was a great time. Cleaned up the kitchen real quick on that Friday. I was cleaning up while my guests were still here. I was like, okay, yeah, hey, the food's gone. Cool. I'd start watching. I was talking to guests, like washing everything up, because literally the next morning at 5, we drove Saturday morning, the 20th, we drove to Memphis for night one. And then had some great ribs there, some barbecue. Then the next day drove to Amarillo, Texas, where I had some chicken fried steak. Texas style. It was delicious. I had never had, when was the last time you had chicken fried steak?
Been a minute.
Exactly. And so we're driving and we knew we were going to stop at this big popular place called the Big Texan. It's the thing in Amarillo, Texas. And so we knew we were going to stop there. And I was like, you know, instead of having a traditional big old grilled steak, I'm going to go chicken fried with the gravy and the whole thing, which is a Texas thing. And I did. And it was delicious. And anybody who's rolling through Amarillo, Texas, you must stop if you like steaks at the Big Texan. It's a big Disney World. They've got a brewery over here. They've got the shooting gallery over here for the kids. They've got a bakery where the kids all get sweets after. It's a huge, probably 500-seat restaurant in the middle of the nowhere of Amarillo, Texas. Very, very cool. Next day lunch, real quick, we had a lunch in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where we got some great Hatch chili Southwestern cuisine. And then we made it to Palm Springs, California, Palm Desert, actually, for Christmas Eve, where I have a photo. I'll share it with you. Because I got to explain this properly. Because that restaurant, the Big Texan, had a 72-ounce steak challenge. If you eat the whole thing in an hour with sides, you get it for free. You've heard of that concept before, I'm sure. But my daughter was like, I could do it. I could do it. I could do it. I'm like, man, you've seen my daughter. She weighs 96 pounds soaking wet. I'm like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. Because then if you don't, I'm on the hook for whatever they charge. It's reasonable, actually. It's $72 if you don't do it in an hour for a big steak like that.
Extremely reasonable.
Yeah. And so what we did was, to save ourselves some time and some money, I bought twin 3-pound tomahawks here at Sam's, froze them solid, and took them on the road with us so that when we got to Palm Desert, I could grill them because the place we were staying has grills, really good grills. And so I grilled them, and I had never grilled tomahawks before. But I read a little bit on the best way to do it. It's called a reverse sear. You put it in the oven for about an hour and change. And then you finish them on the grill. And I did. And then they did. I watched my daughter sit there. This was Christmas Eve, which is always a bigger dinner for us than Christmas Day. I watched my daughter sit there, no joke, Maggie, for almost 2 hours, digging at this steak. She'd take a break. She'd drink some water. And she kept going. And she kept going. And I had moved to the couch already, and I was laying there. I think football was on, and I'm watching her dig into the steak. I'm like, my goodness. Well, here to tell you, a lot of it was fat. It's a big old tomahawk. You know, they can be fatty, but she probably 2/3 of it easily. I did some twice baked mashed potatoes and grilled some asparagus, but she, good on her. Then Sheila had one, and Sheila ate half of it and wrapped it and saved it for the next day and blah, blah, blah. But it was Tomahawk Christmas Eve at Casa Blanco on the road.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. What's the biggest steak you've ever eaten that you can recall? The one at Santa Fe?
Well, there's that one. There's the Tomahawk at Hall's in Charleston.
Oh.
I've never eaten the whole thing by myself. I've either split it or I've taken home the... I just can't eat that much.
No. I can't. I don't think I could. I don't think I'd want to. How you feel afterward?
A big tomahawk for me is like 3 meals.
Yeah. Or yeah. 4. Maybe 2 for me. But still, yeah, no, I get it. It's and like I said, I was on the couch watching her, and she wouldn't get up from the island where she was eating. Okay.
Well, it's just too good.
Yeah, and so we rolled into LA and kept it fairly simple. Went to our favorite Mexican restaurant in Hollywood and found some dirty Chinese, and it was good, not great, but yeah, it was a week of eating all across the country.
That's amazing! What a trip!
Yeah, it was. I'm going to make a list of the places we ate, if anybody cares, if anybody has a road trip planned. I'm going to put them out into the interwebs. You'd be surprised how often I write about something that I think might have nominal, if you will, interest, obviously in this area, Savannah Hilton Head. But when I write about something where I've eaten in Florida or in Virginia or stuff like that, it gets a lot of traffic. And you know why? Because people Google it and they find it not looking for my website, but they end up finding my website because I've written about it. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've gotten into the habit of documenting my travels here, there, and everywhere. So what do you got going on this week? Are you beginning your detox today, or will that continue through the new year?
I might let it go until, because, you know, I'm super Southern, as you know, so I've got to do my collards and my black eyed peas and my pork on Christmas or on New Year's Day. So we'll start that tradition this week and then we'll get back at it. But no, the week is fairly benign, so to speak, you know, just trying to get back to a little bit of some normalcy. My daughter helped me take down all the Christmas decorations yesterday. I know there are people out there going, oh no, you have to leave it up through New Year's Eve. But I just needed my house back. I know there's other people that understand that.
Totally. We were discussing that in our travels. My daughter was raised, obviously, we are a Hispanic household. And a lot of our traditions are as such. And we leave our Christmas up through the Epiphany, which is January 6th. But Sheila was telling us, in her house, her mom growing up considered it bad luck, as I'm sure you're aware of, to leave your stuff up after New Year's Eve. But ours stays till the 6th. We used to do gifts, and a lot of people still do gifts. My sister, Sandy, when my daughter was here, would give my daughter a gift for Three Kings Day, January 6th. There's a parade for it in New York City in the Puerto Rican community. It's a fairly large deal in the Hispanic community. We celebrate Christmas Eve more so than Christmas Day. And we leave our stuff up. So I've got Christmas all over the place. In fact, you can't see it here behind me on the floor of the guest room office here. There was some Christmas wrap on the floor right before we started recording. And when I sat down to check the shot, I'm like, oh, we still got some Christmas here. So I had to move it so you couldn't see it. But yeah, Christmas is everywhere. And will you get any work done, or are you just kind of visiting and floating around this week?
You know, I will get some work done, actually. Just some sort of preemptive things that I can get going now to be organized, because it is a quiet time. I'm not hearing from buyers. I did have a slew of requests for showings of my listings in the days surrounding Christmas. And so that was not unusual for our area, because as you know, we are a second home market. So for those folks who are in town for Christmas visiting from other places and who are interested in real estate and wanting to see things, that's their opportunity to do so. So
yeah, that's good. Do you have any Christmas Eve traditions?
My brother, hilarious.
He's coming back.
Growing up, we always opened one gift on Christmas Eve, like from each other. We would just choose one gift, and it was not the big gift, you know, but like some little gift. And so, they got here maybe 3:30 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And it was 4:15. And John said, okay, what present are we going to open?
Lord.
Yeah.
Okay. I've heard of that tradition.
That ended up, that little gift that he thought was inconsequential to me was my favorite thing. And it was, I'll tell you, the Auburn Creed, which was written by George Petrie in like 1946 or something like that. It was a framed watercolor with the Auburn Creed, an old frame that he found in his garage that was like black, that he fixed and cleaned and scrubbed. And this frame is probably from 1900. It's how old this frame is. And he redid that and framed it for me. And it's really, it's so special.
Very cool. Very cool. What about New Year's Eve?
You know how I feel about this. It's amateur night out.
Yeah, very much.
Out on the town in Hilton Head. And I like to stay safe in my little home on my sofa watching the ball drop from New York City. But my daughter actually will be flying out tomorrow. She'll be going up to New York to hang out with her friend, Kaylin. Shout out to Kaylin.
Hi, Kaylin.
Hi, Kaylin. Kaylin is from New York. She lives in Charleston, and she and Ellery are friends. But Kaylin's from New York, and she lives outside the city. And so Ellery will go up there, and they'll go into the city by train on New Year's Eve, as they've done for some years now, and enjoy. They're going to a club, an all-inclusive kind of thing where you pay like $100 and you get your drinks or whatever.
All the stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, will you stay up until midnight and then be asleep by 12:02?
I'm going to try. I might have to take a nap and have some coffee earlier in the day to make that happen, but I'm going to try. I'll do my damnedest.
I've always been amused by the whole concept of they drop a ball down in Sea Pines at 7 o'clock, right?
They do one at 7 for the families, and then they do one at midnight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They do one here downtown Savannah. It's a new tradition at Wexford Pub down at City Market. They do a countdown inside at 7 o'clock because it's midnight in Dublin. And so they do a champagne toast and the whole thing at 7 o'clock. And we were there for it last year. Toasted there. Hey, good to see everybody. See ya. Went and stopped. I think had one glass of wine, walked around a little bit, and we were home last year, New Year's Eve, by 8:30, 8:45, and then watched the ball drop. So we're not doing that this year because the Fighting Hurricanes of the University of Miami will be playing Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl New Year's Eve. So I've got plans. And so it should be a good game. It should be a good game. And if Miami is so fortunate enough to pull out this win, then everybody on Hilton Head Island is going to know from me what the deal is. Nah,
I know we will.
I won't be too terribly obnoxious, but I know a lot of Ohio State fans. No one likes to lose, but let's just say no one will know, but there will be signs. All right. Let's get out of here. What do you say? We've got things to do this week, catching up to do. I'm going to clean my desk today. This desk where I sit, it's due. I'm with you. I'm starting to think about the next few weeks and everything we got going on. And I'm going to move on with that. We've got planning to do for the Hilton Head Seafood Festival that's coming up. The main event is February 28th. It's that week, I believe, February 20 through March 1 or February 23 through March 1. That will be a good time. I've got the Eat in Like a Cooking stage here in Savannah at the Convention Center. That's January 23, 4, 5. So, all kinds of stuff to be digging my fingers into. And Restaurant Week, both over there and over here.
Lots going on. We're moving into the season.
Yes, tis the season. Used to be, I'm very, if you heard that, knock on wood, it used to be Christmas. The winter around here was just tumbleweed, and now it's arguably my busiest time of the year. So for that, I am very fortunate and very thankful. All right. If I'm over there, which I probably will be, I'll give you a holler and we'll go share a Diet Coke. What do you say?
I say, let's do it.
All right. Thanks so much for hanging out, Maggie. Tell us where, real quick, if somebody's rolling through New Year's Eve and they want to look at a couple of houses, where we can find you.
I'm a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty, and my website, margaretcrenshaw.com, to view active listings for sale.
You and I are going to swap shrimp and grits recipes.
Okay.
I did it for the party a couple of weeks ago, and it was very well received, and I'd like to try yours, and we'll go from
there. Sounds good. A challenge. Sounds like a
challenge. No, I think it's more of a commiseration, more of a gathering. Doesn't need to be contentious or anything like
that. Of course not.
What's in the mug?
Coffee. I have so little left, I can't even show you.
I'm about to go down for my second double espresso while we're done here. All right. Have a wonderful week. I'll talk at you soon. Please tell Miss Ellery I said hello and Happy New Year. We'll talk soon.
I will. Do the same for Sheila.
See ya.
Bye.